Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Miller.
We are doing the damn thing. Sydney got up here in record time.
Yes, even though it's raining.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's a little later in the day. But either way, I don't know.
But let's
Tyler's
not
having a hell of a time. But
Yeah, you guys drove separate because we're going to a wellness retreat this weekend, and we're in a WhatsApp
group chat, which made me have to re-download that shit.
I was like, are we in Europe?
I know.
First of all,
how many Europeans are coming?
Second
to this?
Of all, cool. Thanks for the info. It was like, eat healthy.
I know. They were like, make sure to join by tonight. It was in all caps.
No,
and they're like, again,
like,
make sure to join. And they emailed me again. It was like, make sure. Bitch, I was the first one to fucking join.
You were. And I joined. And you know what the information was? It was like, eat healthy.
Yeah. It
drink
also
water.
Said, don't fucking drink alcohol for like 75 hours. I was like, I think I'll do what I want. But
it
thank
was
you
like,
about that.
Don't you think you should have told us this before we joined?
Yeah.
Like, give us, if we knew, maybe we would
like,
not
why
have
are we
to
eating,
come.
Why do we not, like, get to drink anyways?
And why are you assuming that I eat like trash?
Yeah. Also.
I didn't even say anything. I was like, I can't wait to get Sydney's hot take on this.
Also, have you fucking seen the fucking.
The schedule?
The schedule, yes.
Yeah, I was confused by it.
I'm confused as well because we have appointments in between. And then apparently, I don't know if you got signed up, but I did not ask to have my makeup done. They signed me up to have my makeup done. And I'm like, so I feel like we're going on couples retreat. You know that movie? Because it feels like a bunch of stuff where it's like, I don't want to do that.
It's a lot of like third eye opening and it was mostly just talks.
It's like
panels,
we're going to panels.
Which
this
is not what we experienced the
last time.
When
we
went, it was very casual.
Yeah.
It was very like, do what you want. In little stations here, work out here if you want to. Like, this is your vibe.
Yeah.
It's a retreat. This is not a conference.
I know.
I do not work here.
Did you read the fucking, like, the names of the people and stuff?
I don't know who any of those
people are. Them and a lot of them were like influencer turned spiritual or something, and I'm like, okay, so it's a bunch of influencers
who
that are successful.
Shamans.
I was like, okay, well, no, it was like shamans. A bunch of successful people. They're like, this is how you run a business correctly, and I'm like, oh god. One of them's called like destroy yourself, write a letter or something,
what?
And I'm like, oh my god, I don't know what we signed up for, but I'm ready for it. I'm also, there's like two workouts a day, and I'm gonna try to do them.
I'm bringing
like a lot of clothes. I just want you to know.
What do we do?
Because if we're working out like twice a day,
are there
those
showers?
Bitches better have showers. I don't give a fuck if it's a house. I guess I'm using your fucking shower, bitch, because I am not going to be sweaty and nasty from my first yoga thing. Like, I'm not going
to
sweat my dick off in yoga class at 9 a.m.
Oh, is there yoga at 9?
It's at 10, but yeah.
I was
there's
very
yoga,
confused.
And then there's like personal body trainer HIIT class at like 5.
I'm so confused. Like, and then there's a dinner. I'm glad you just said that about the clothes because I was like,
I'm not bringing dinner clothes.
Well, there is a dinner.
I know, but like, and then they're like makeup. I'm like, you're not telling us.
I don't know,
tonight.
But I'm supposed to go to a play at 8 p.m.
Oh,
so
sick.
I don't know just, what. There was like, it said there was a dinner, but that wasn't on the schedule.
And that's true.
And then
no,
I
think it's at 6.
The dinner.
I think. Like closing ceremonies is at 6, which I'm assuming is dinner.
I
don't know. I didn't bring anything to fucking wear there.
Okay.
So I'm just wearing. Oh, and they said bright clothes. I had to go out and buy some fucking bright clothes.
Just neon?
Can
you imagine?
Walmart. Yeah. No shit.
Take it real literally.
My clothes are very bright.
You said bright, bitch.
Yeah. Because I know I'm going to get there. And I was like, I literally only dress like I'm going to a fucking funeral when I go to the gym, apparently. And so
I'm
like,
should I just bring a bunch of neon?
Am I
going to
look?
I was just going to wear like workout clothes there. And then that's all I was going to bring.
Yeah.
And then a dress for the play. That's not even about this. So now this changes everything.
I'm bringing workout clothes and then a second set of workout clothes. That's what I'm bringing. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah.
So you're not bringing like.
No normal clothes for me.
Okay.
Just I brought like four workout outfits, two a day.
That's fair.
Just for fucking that in makes case.
Sense. Well, we need to get a lot of photos and content, apparently.
I know. Yeah.
When are we going to have the time?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
It also said that I was getting a laser done, but I didn't look until like yesterday.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, I'm not supposed to be getting a laser. I'm supposed to be getting
are they gonna
my
tell
arms
us?
Beat the shit out of.
Are
I
they
going
to tell us? I have so many questions.
Yeah, they sent you like the times of your appointments. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I feel like I should print out. I need a hard copy
I know,
of the schedule.
I need
schedule.
A hard copy of my own schedule.
Yeah.
With my own appointment times.
I know. I should print it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a note of that. Print out schedule.
Yeah.
Print schedule. I have so many stupid things
to
do.
We print two.
Print two schedule.
Will you put some space in between? Like
I'm not reformatting the schedule. I'm printing
I'll write in my own
you
time.
You can do that.
Well, just if there was some space in between, I could, you know, write it in. Shit.
Reformatting it. I was going to do write in when I had my thing.
Yeah. Just saying if you're leaving a space for yourself, leave a space for mine. I'm
gonna print out two of the same ones and we're both going to have to do the work.
Yeah. I'll just scratch yours out, put my shit in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, tell us about your amazing trip.
It was very quick. First of all, we sat in the exit
row. It was a week, right?
Less than a week. So we flew Monday night and we got in Tuesday morning.
Cool.
And then we left on Sunday morning.
Cool.
So it was really
it was just like each night one hotel, bang, bang,
pretty
bang.
Pretty much, yeah. But we slept in the exit row. Which was like on the way there, which was great. I
on
figured
the
out no. Like I figured out how to sleep on a plane. Sick. Finally, like you just have to like go back. Like it's got to be back. And our feet. No one was in front of us. Our feet were
nice.
Forward, and it was like it was perfect. Fucking sick. So I slept the whole way.
Good.
And then we got to London. We flew into London, and then we just went straight from the airport to like the tube, mate. We went on the tube, and then we went straight. To the train station, and then we got on a 3-hour train to Brussels from London, and then we took an hour train from Brussels to Bruges, then we got into Bruges at night. We checked into the hotel. That's what I mean. I'm like, it wasn't really like it was technically 6 days, but like, was it?
Yeah,
like I was on a train.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I was supposed to be writing the whole time. Well, did I do that? Did I watch? Quiet on Set, the Nickelodeon documentary about all the pedophiles. Yeah, I did.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good. Yeah. I was like, well, this obviously takes priority. So that's what I did. And I was like, I was trying, there was such bad service. So I kept trying to like make it load because I was like, as soon as I see this through, I can start working.
Yeah.
Like, but I can't stop in the middle and start writing.
Yeah.
But it was like, the service was so bad. And I was like, the whole time was like buffering, waiting for this thing to load. Like it was maybe a 4-hour ordeal that took like 18 hours. Like I didn't really get much writing done, but so we got into Bruges.
Wait,
obsessed.
Wait. Before going into Bruges, can we talk about the fucking train that goes underwater?
I was underwhelmed.
Really?
First of all, the fact
it goes underwater, I was thrown. Tyler told me about this train, never brought up that it goes underwater.
This?
No,
oh,
we talked about
I
it on the phone.
I called Sydney and was like, bro, the train's it's an underwater train.
Yeah.
What?
Why'd no one bring that up beforehand?
I don't know.
When talking about the train to us.
No one's talking. They're like, yeah, it's a train. Like, it's a regular ass train.
It's going underwater.
And then I will let you know if you're hearing this and you did not know.
Can you see?
Whatever you think, it's not that. No. Oh. No, it's fucking not. You can't see shit. I thought I was going to be in an aquarium.
Yeah.
Look out the window. Fish.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing of the sort. It was like just
black.
So what they do is... Ryan, of course, I was like, I could not grasp this concept. I was like, you mean to tell me they built it in the sea? And he's like, what are you not getting? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you want me to show you a video? I'm like, please, because I'm thrown.
Yeah.
He pulls up a video of how these things are constructed. They build these fucking domes like out, like someplace at like a factory or some shit. And then they like
drop them into the water, all, like on the seafloor.
Yeah.
And then like, so it's like a huge ass, so it's a tunnel on the floor. And then
I was just thinking it was going to be see-through, like a see-through tunnel. That's the shark experience at SeaWorld. That's what I was assuming.
I totally agree. I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I think that's what they should have done.
You guys should have done that.
But I'm like, why? Just do it over. Like,
yeah, why make not? A bridge. Why not make a bridge?
Seems so much harder to do it under. Like, I just didn't get it. And I'm like, what if there's a leak? Like,
yeah, it seems way riskier.
It's Titanic. It's underwater. Yeah. It's underwater. It's reverse Titanic.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, can you imagine if there's a leak and then it just is like you're trapped in a tunnel.
True.
Underwater.
I agree with you.
Absolutely. I was like, I had so many questions. I couldn't even, my brain was like so fast. My mouth wasn't working.
Okay. Also the train. Was the train, I would like to go on a train like through the country or some shit. Was the train cool or was it like a sprinter?
Everyone's you like, know what I mean? Oh my God, the train ride's so beautiful. I'm like, our seat was like not, it was like half in a window, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like we couldn't really see.
Like that one thing was there. I was that like, sucks. I hate that when you're on a plane like that.
But also I was like, it wasn't, I wasn't blown away. I wasn't like, my God, like out the sliver, like breathtaking. I was like,
okay.
To be honest, I was more focused about the terrible internet and wanting to watch what happened with these pedophiles. Yeah. But it was like, it was fine. It was like,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it was fast.
Wow.
Okay. Clean. Super clean.
Good. Okay. There was love a
snack
clean
cart, which I appreciated. Okay.
So it wasn't Harry Potter-esque?
No. Okay. No. I think there are trains that are like really nice, but we did not get on that train.
But this is like a people mover.
Yeah. It was just like, it was very efficient. Good. Did what it needed to do. So got on the train, got to Bruges.
Bruges. What a cool name.
It was fucking sick. It was everything is cobblestone. The whole fucking place is cobblestone and it's on water. Like it's on canals.
Is this the one with like the cool houses that were on canals? Yeah, it has to be. Kind of.
I mean,
you sent me some pictures of ones and they were like,
yeah, that's
cute. It was like, fucking cute.
So cool. But I will say, like, I got off, like, we got out and I'm like, it felt very World War II-y. Like, I felt like I was going to get snatched. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, it's old.
Yeah.
Like, some shit went down here, and then...
Yeah, that trauma still is sitting energy, here.
Like, it doesn't look like it's changed at all. Which is historical, you know?
Yeah.
But it was very like, oh, this is weird. It was. I've never been any place like that before where it's like, you know, you watch the movies, you watch the documentary about World War II, and I'm here, like, you know, with... paved roads.
Yeah.
I'm not like there, you know. It was just bizarre.
Huh.
The food was phenomenal.
Okay, tell me about it.
It was just like, I didn't realize like Bruges is apparently really known for their seafood.
Ooh.
Who knew? So it was all like fresh seafood. It was really, really well done.
With like pastas?
Well, we went to an Italian spot once and they had pasta, but I mean, it was really like grilled. I guess I'm trying to think of what I had.
I was thinking it was going to be like sausages.
Yeah, I thought that's what it would be too. But no, it was like prawns and like good potatoes and veggies. It was very like,
okay.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they had breakfast at the hotel that was like croissants and pastries. And I was like, yes. Mm. So that was good. And then, we woke up at 8 in the morning and his sister got married under a bridge, like a random bridge.
Under a bridge?
Like it was like next... Not under a bridge, it was like next to like one of the nice bridges, but it was like.
So you didn't make any like troll references?
No. I mean, it was very like, I don't even know how to explain it. It looked like it was out of like a fairy tale. Like it was.
I know what you're talking about.
It was
really
cool.
Like a fairy tale bridge. I could see that with the photos in the background, probably creating a beautiful picture frame.
It was beautiful. You know? Yeah. But it was cold as fuck and kind of gray. And we just kind of walked around with his aunt married them, and then it was Ryan and me, and that was the wedding.
It was just you guys?
That was it, yeah. They were like, this is what we want, and then they hired a photographer locally that, like, took pictures, and that was it.
Oh.
So it was very low-key, and then
we went... Did they party after?
Well, it was 8 in the morning, so then we went and got... Oh, we got waffles.
Ooh.
Belgian waffles.
Ooh.
Holy fuck.
Did they soak up butter real good?
It's, you don't even put butter on them.
Oh.
Like, it's like a, I don't even know how to explain. It's like a cake. I didn't put a thing on it.
Really?
It was like unreal. Yeah.
Ooh.
So That was hot. That was a hot topic.
How big were they?
They're big pretty boys. Big, yeah.
Could you just pick it up and eat it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't like soft. It was like hard and like sugar was like caramelized.
It was more okay. Hence you don't need to put shit on it.
No, it was already
it's
done.
It's
for
own
you.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean they had the option, but I was like, no.
Did you know that powdered sugar is flammable? I did not.
I think anything's flammable if you set it on fire, right?
No, somebody put powdered sugar all over a birthday cake and then had candles on it and her kid blew the thing and it like blew up in his fucking face. So
is he okay?
He was fine. It was a video, but I was like, oh my God, that should be known.
Wow.
Just FYI, because you cook and shit, don't put powdered sugar near candles.
Interesting.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Huh. Hmm. It's like, it will combust.
Yeah, it combusts.
Quickly.
Yeah.
I did think like, because I have a pair of yoga pants. This is random, but while we're on the topic, it says like on the tag, do not put near an open flame. Like it says it on like, do not put near fire.
Hmm. And like, don't go to a bonfire.
But it's like, isn't that like everything that you don't want to be on fire? Isn't that just like implied? Yeah. Like just don't put it near fire and it won't set on fire. Like, or is it going
to
be one of those?
Or is it going to melt to your leg? Is it one of those where there's like part plastic in it?
Everything's part plastic though, you know?
Yeah, but there's Jennifer Lawrence. She has that yoga pant company. Remember they sent us some like
Jennifer Lopez
fucking years ago. Was it Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of them.
Yeah.
And they're made out of recycled plastic.
Ah, does
and
it
so
say
maybe,
that on it?
Yeah. So maybe it would like melt to your fucking leg.
Interesting.
Like the things that Linda gave me. Remember the bracelet? And she was, I was like wearing it in the water and
shit.
Yeah.
She's like, it's made
That's
of paper.
That's going to dissolve.
Why would you wear that? Yeah. I don't know. I guess. But I did think it was odd. Like it struck me when I read it and I was like, like, yeah. I just assume that everything is flammable.
Yeah.
Just don't put it near fire if you don't want it to catch on fire.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. So brunch was good. Waffles were good. And then we went to Amsterdam.
Cool.
Which Sydney refused to go to, apparently, because everybody likes it.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to go. I will tell you.
I watched a documentary on Amsterdam while you were there, though.
Really?
It was cooler than I was like
pretty fucking
sick. If I just
sick.
Get over my weirdness about it, it looked pretty cool.
It was sick.
Yeah.
I learned that so all the houses that are on the canals, they're all, and they have houseboats. Which
oh,
you
that's
would have been
it
like,
was about
this
it.
Is dope.
Yeah.
So apparently the houseboats, like there are no more houseboats. You can't build any more houseboats. Like, so
oh.
if you're there, like that's it. Your grandfather did.
Oh shit.
So like they're really valuable.
Huh.
And they built them during like the housing crisis or whatever.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at it. They're creating it's not a house boat. It's a house that floats on the water and they're creating communities in the middle of like one of their little areas.
In Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're making like this dock. Maybe it's old, but they're like, they're not house boats.
Interesting.
They're houses.
Maybe
that
they found a loophole.
Yeah. And they're like, we're creating a community.
Interesting.
In the water.
That's
because they don't have enough room. Right?
Yeah. That was...
Sorry, keep going about the boat.
Was this an old documentary? Or was this what it was about?
I don't know if it's an old documentary, but that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
The houses that float,
not
that aren't boats.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I was like, that's fucking sick. And they were like, yeah, except for like... I was like, damn, what happens if you get a leak? Like, because, you know, you build under the water and you're like, if you get a leak, you're like, fuck, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You gotta like patch that shit up quicker. Like your house is
done
for.
Yeah, out.
But then they were saying like the taxes to like keep the houseboat on like
the dock or
that
whatever
area is like they can be fucking insane.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like your houseboat is like, you know, whatever it is, like super cheap, but like the taxes are like crazy. And then they had like so I learned that the houses, like on the top of each of the houses, there's like a pulley. And that's how they move. That's how you move shit in Amsterdam. Like you take
like
a fucking
groceries?
Rope.
Or like
no, like
apartment.
A piano, or like
okay.
yeah, if you're moving into your okay. apartment, like your bed, you fucking put it on a pulley and you like lift it into your window, like
oh,
through
shit.
The window.
Nice.
I was like, that's insane.
They should do that more.
Well, I mean,
kind of.
I was like, that seems fucking dangerous.
Yeah, it does.
Like you're walking.
But if the houses were already created with all these pulleys, they were like, oh no, we don't like going up the stairs.
And they're like all tilted forward, the houses, so that you can like you know,
drop it in,
yeah,
right?
It's yeah.
Whoa, that's like, weird.
Because otherwise, if they're straight, then
yeah,
you're like,
you gotta, yeah,
huh? I know.
Wow.
Because Ryan and I were like, is this like an art? Like, do they know that their houses are all fucked up? Like, they did not do a good job.
Did something happen here?
Like, yeah. So that was a little Amsterdam. But they fucking go on bikes so fast. They fucking rip. Like, it's insane. I almost died 15 times. We went to the red light district.
Cool.
Ryan was very impressed by the caliber of prostitute. He was like, they're a lot more attractive than I anticipated. I was like, well, what do you...
Well, it's the height of prostitutes. So
well, what did... No,
I would assume that they were like the height of prostitutes.
That's what I thought. I also learned that, like, you know, they stand in their little glass boxes.
Yeah.
They have to rent that shit. Like, they pay to rent it. And then, like, you know, like, you get a premium spot.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. And so we were like walking down.
I think all brothels do that. They have to like rent out their room.
I guess. Yeah. It's like a hair salon.
It's like a hair salon. Yeah.
I never thought about it.
That's their booth.
I thought they had like a madame, you know, who's like, I own the building and like give me a percentage. But no, they're like, fuck that. So that was pretty cool. We went to a banana show.
It's a banana show.
Where the
prostitutes. Is it dudes or girls?
No. It's girls that do wild shit with bananas. And this lady was like, she was like, put a banana. Brian's like, this was a family affair. Like, I can't explain to you. For some reason, where his aunt was like, let's go to a strip club. So we like go, assuming it's a strip club. Yeah. And they're like, well, do you want to go to the strip club or do you want to go to the show? And they were like, well, I mean, if there's a performance, we're going to go to the performance. Yeah. They're like, great. Here's the cost of the ticket is includes four drinks, but you have to drink it in 1 hour. So now it's a game show. Now we're in a game
show.
Okay. So we walk up and there's like these little, like there's four like tables with like this like pleather, like little stage, and you all sit around it like an island. So we sit down and the lady's like, what kind of show do you want? Like, we have like one, you could do one, we have four shows. You can do one, two, three. And so anyway, of course we get conned into doing all four shows. The first girl comes up and she comes in hot. She writes a letter to Ryan's sister, the new bride, with her fucking vagina. She puts a pen in her vagina and writes a letter, like, was like, and you look at this and you're like, that's phenomenal. Like, I don't know how you just did that. The control, like, they were like, she's the only one that does it. Like, everybody else, we all do, like, the other shows, but, like, that's her specialty. Well done.
Wow.
So that's how we started the show. And then this other girl was, like, literally, like, put a banana in her vagina and was like, eat the banana. And we're like, what? And so it's like Ryan's next to his sister, next to his aunt. We're eating a fucking banana out of this prostitute's vagina. And we're like, it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever, like, it was, we were like, I will, this memory is singed into my brain. Like, I will, this is, could not be the least sexy thing ever. So it was so fucking funny. And then this other girl was like, she had like, so you like lay on a pillow and then she like slaps her tits on your face. And they were like the realest tits you've ever, like, they were like pliable and like just like, it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. So yeah, that was a banana show. Wild. I almost got a tattoo of a dog on a skateboard wearing sunglasses holding a glass of wine, but I did not.
Nice.
Ryan was like not supportive about it. Like, he was like, I was like, should I get this? I'm in Amsterdam. And he was like, no, that's a terrible idea. I was like, whoa, fine.
Where were you going to get it?
Like right here.
Big? That looked like a big
like
amount.
Medium.
Oh, that's, yeah.
It was like
little.
Was
that's not, little.
It wasn't a portrait. Yeah. It wasn't
well,
like,
you went like this with your hand.
Just like, you know, I was going to be a little guy, but didn't happen. So, and then we left and then we went to London, which... this is, I feel like, torn. People are torn about London. Like, his sister and his sister's wife and his aunt went, like, when they first got in, they were there for, like, a day, and they were like, it sucked. And Stevie was like, London sucks. And I was like, I guess it's gonna suck then. And Ryan was like, I fucking love London. Whatever. You just have to know where to go. So we get in, and I reached out to my friend that I went to school with in New York, because I was like, I'm pretty sure he lives in London. And he was like, yes, I do. Like, I'll show you around. So we ended up going to like the Soho area and like all these thrift stores. And we went to show. It was kind of sick. I was like, I kind of get it. But I also could totally see how this would suck.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know where to go, it's like just being in New York without like any direction. You're just like, I'm okay. here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we left.
That's cool. Did you get anything sick at the thrift stores?
I did. I got some. Ooh. I saw a jacket and gasped audibly. I was like, oh, I must have it. So, yeah. But I mean, it was like, it was cool. I was just like, it was a lot. And I felt like I just was, I don't know. I didn't really like, it was a lot of going.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. That was like your honeymoon, though, when you went.
Yeah, every day we were at a different hotel.
I didn't like that. But,
yeah.
And you guys also had an agenda. I was like,
strict.
Yeah. Like, you knew where you were going. Yeah. I realized, like, going there that I needed to be the one that made an agenda. So, luckily, I did that. But otherwise, I'm like, what do you guys.
What's going on? What are we going to be doing? I want to kind of know what we're doing.
Like, where are we eating? Yeah. I don't know.
Is there anything cool that we could eat?
But, yeah. So
I've been thinking about on the drive up, I thought about us going to Italy in the summer or whatever. And I also watched a documentary about Rome and Venice, which is where we're going to go before we go to Lake Como. And looks really crowded.
Really?
Really crowded. And I'm like, oh, I don't love that.
I thought you went to Italy.
I did, but I didn't go to Rome and I didn't go to Venice. I went to like other places. But I wanted to go to Rome and see the Rome shit.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to go to Venice and like see Venice shit.
Yeah.
But apparently everyone does.
During
which
the
I
summer?
Understand. During, yeah, it's like going to be fallish, but almost fall. Maybe summer. Maybe you're right. And it's going to be hot then. You're right. I didn't think about summer vibes.
I don't know.
But. I saw in the documentary that this guy woke up like at 5 a.m. and would go for a run around all of like the things. And I was like, they showed a video, wasn't busy. And I was like, maybe if I just keep my sleep schedule and I just wake up at 5 and
Why
do
not?
It, then I won't be like bugged.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
we went and ran around Bruges early. I mean, it wasn't even that early because Europe has like, they're like, we work
when we
3
want.
Hours like in the middle of the day. So it was like, I mean, we must have gone at like 7:30. It wasn't that early and no one was out. We ran around. It was like
perfect.
So cute.
Good. Okay.
So I would recommend doing that.
I'm going to try to do that. I think it would also be cool if by then I could run. Did you guys run?
We ran. Yes.
See, I want to do that.
That was
I was talking to you about that.
Did you run?
I had
I meant when I said we went on a run.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
A brisk walk. But even like
you could have been like running around or something. But I had this ex that did that, and everywhere we would go, he would go for a run in the morning, and then he'd come back and be like, "Okay, so we got to go over here. Yeah. We got to do this." So I would like to be able to do that.
I will say it was.
We'll see.
It was cold. Like that was my only gripe. Like I would have done it more, but it was fucking cold everywhere we went.
Oh.
So, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What else? What else was I going to say? So I want to go to like the coast of Italy. I heard that that's like, is that where you went?
Yeah.
No.
Because I did like the, what is it? Amalfi Coast and
that's
all that
right.
shit.
Yeah.
And then I went up and I did one that starts with an S.
Santorini?
No, that's in Greece.
Sure.
Somewhere else. And I like went over there and did that shit. But I didn't go to like the middle. Like Rome.
Yeah.
And
I
Venice.
Heard there's a lot of good architecture there.
People love
it. Oh my God. I went in a church to try and find a bathroom.
Oh.
Let's talk about this. I had to pee so bad in Bruges. I mean, this place was like, it was like a cathedral.
Yeah.
Right? I asked this motherfucker that works there, do you have a bathroom? Is there a bathroom? And he said, no. And I was like, you're lying to me. Like, you are lying in this house of worship.
Yeah.
Like, you are lying.
Out of all places,
I
sir.
Know there is no way that there's not a bathroom. It was huge. I couldn't, I don't know. I will take that to my grave. Like, I cannot believe this man in this church fucking you better go walk your ass to confession right now because I know for a fact there's a bathroom. Tell me there's a bathroom, but I can't use it.
Yeah.
Like, I was so mad.
See, Europe and their bathrooms, they're like, you're not allowed to use our stuff.
Oh, yeah. They fucking.
Did you get charged for toilet paper?
No, but
that's good.
His whole family that was there before us went to Paris and they were like, they charged us for bathrooms. I was like,
yeah,
I knew about that.
Yeah.
I did know about that.
Yeah, they also hate you
in
general. I don't want you to go to the bathroom at all.
Yeah. But everywhere else, I mean, it was pretty solid stuff. Wasn't like a problem anywhere.
Good.
I will say the airports were large. A lot of walking through the airports.
Yeah.
Like way more spaced out.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed myself. I am
good. I feel like you needed a little vacay, a little sun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't much of a vacation, but I am going to Florida.
It was just something new. It was,
yeah,
it was
a new experience.
Just something to spark joy, maybe.
Spark a little
something
excitement. And then I'm going to see my mom next week.
I know. I'm excited for you. How long are you going for? Two, 3 weeks?
No, I'm going for 10 days and then I'm coming back and I got a job.
Ooh.
Yep. I work on the weekends now as a Disney princess.
Wow.
Hire me for your children's birthday party.
What princess?
Whatever they need me as. I don't know. I have an official meeting with the lady on Tuesday. She was like, I'm pretty sure she's like a princess pimp. Like, she's like, it's really weird. Like, my friend was like, I can hook you up with this girl. I'm like, great. She's like, but she's like very, like, she doesn't fuck around. Like, you have to, like, she's like, we have to drop our costumes off, like, in a Ralph's parking lot at, like, 9:30 on, like, Tuesday at night, like, alone. And, like, that's when we have the drops. We, like, get our shit. And,
like drugs.
I swear to God. And yeah. I was like, oh, my God. She's like, yeah, we, like, do it in the dark. And it's, like, a big circle. And I'm like Tokyo Drift or some shit. And she's like, it's, like, people, like, you know, girls try. Like, they try and go off on their own and, like, start their own shit. And, like,
never works out.
Yeah,
dog.
I'm like, bro, like, she'll find you. I'm like, dude, like, whoa. So she's like, yeah, can you meet at my house in Valencia at, like, 8:45 on Tuesday night? Like, I was like, okay. Are you going to, like, frisk me for a wire when I get there? Like, should I bring... I felt like I was
pepper
meeting a pimp.
Or something? Yeah.
So we'll see. Sick. But I'm pretty sure I got it. But I'll probably be like Pocahontas vibes.
Fuck yeah.
And I get to learn how to do balloon animals and magic. Whoa. I'm a little nervous.
I think the magic is going to be sick. You're going to love it. The balloon animals, nah. But again, I watched another documentary last night, actually.
About Disney princesses?
It's about Disney and it was fucking lit.
I'm a little bit nervous to you. Because I fucking hate children. So that
you
could be a problem.
You are so good with children, though.
I think if I'm just like, maybe if I'm in a character...
Yeah.
My friend is like, she's like super good at it, but she loves kids. Yeah. And she was like, she knows all the Disney songs and she's like great at this. And she's like, yeah, I get tips. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm like,
character you are, you're going to need to know their songs and shit. At least you won't be like that Tangled girl where her hair is really long and blonde. You know, you're right. You might be wearing a wig.
No, she's like, of course you're going to wear a wig. You're always wearing a wig.
Oh,
I know. And dresses.
That's fun.
Yeah.
How fun is the dresses? I can't wait for you to be like Belle.
I don't know if I'm going to be that. I think I'll probably be like Moana, probably like Pocahontas, like something that makes sense with my skin tone.
But if you're wearing wigs, who fucking knows?
Who knows?
Shit.
But I'm excited. We'll see. So that's something cool that I'm looking forward to when I get back to be a princess pimp.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. She really got it. It got me though. She's like, can you meet me at this time in the dark? Like at my house far away. Like no phones. Jesus Christ.
She said no phones.
No, she didn't say okay. But that's how it felt.
I'm like, this is getting weird.
That's
shit.
How it felt. It was very like, I was like, can we meet like during the day? Like in a public place.
Yeah. This is feeling weird.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, just send your location to everyone.
I know. Hmm. Yeah, so what else is going on? I don't know. What do you have going on? How are the chickens?
Oh, they're massive. And the chickens are massive. They're starting to learn to try to jump out of the baby area.
Oh, that's not what you want.
It's not what we want. But other than that, they're fucking fine. And the garden... Squirrels have invaded.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but yesterday I created a whole trap for them.
That's good.
So I fucking put, netting over all my vegetables because they started eating them.
Right.
And I was like, dude, if the squirrel gets on this netting, it's going to get trapped up.
Right.
I'm going to kill squirrels by accident.
Sure.
They're going to strangle themselves.
Was that a problem for you?
I mean, these two squirrels should die. I'm fucking over them.
I'm
fine with it.
When you like, people probably think that this is brutal, but like, when you spend time and you watch your garden blossom, you're like, you deserve to die. Like,
this is the second year in a row too that he's eaten all my shit. Fuck you, squirrel.
Yeah.
And I've been spraying all this anti-squirrel shit on it. It didn't. doesn't give a fuck. I don't care. This squirrel. And so I'm almost going to have Tyler sit outside and fucking BB gun this motherfucker down. Yeah. But he just got on top of the netting and just ate everything through the netting.
Yeah.
And so I had to create these like domes to fucking, I have like a greenhouse now, you know, one of those things. Yeah. And so hopefully this weekend while we're gone, it's going to be fine because I had to throw it together yesterday.
I wonder if there's like a noise that they don't like.
Oh, that me.
Yeah.
Like the
like a dog thing.
Yeah.
Is that something they don't like?
Well, they have one of those. My dad has one of those for gophers and it doesn't fucking work. Huh. So I don't know. And it's super annoying because I can hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, like us young people can still hear it. Are gophers
a problem?
I also have gophers, but I don't give, my gophers are fine because my beds are really hot.
Yeah.
They don't, and I have debris and shit on the bottom. They'll never make it, like, they'll never make it up. Also, how much other shit in my yard is there for you to eat, squirrels?
Yeah.
I live in a plethora of things. Yeah, they have a lot. And you're just like coming for me.
What are their favorite things? Because I'm wondering if it's like
romaine.
Yeah.
And lettuce.
Yeah, that's what they like, huh?
They, the whole thing. Broccoli, cauliflower, the like arugula. All. No, they don't. No, they're fine. Oh, they, with, don't. They don't want broccoli, cauliflower. They don't want arugula. They don't want spinach. Yeah, well, and some other shit. They're fine with, but mostly just all the lettuces. And then also I've started to get like a little snail infestation. Mm. They're starting to eat my shit.
Snails?
Snails, yeah. And so I've been spraying, like, I'm trying not to use bug spray, but I've been, like, trying to use some shit to get rid of these snails. And I'm like, at this point, I'm going to start sprinkling salt all over them.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to get some fizzled up if you don't back the fuck up.
Yeah.
But, you know,
what an interesting thing to be, like, something's kryptonite, salt.
Salt.
You know? It's like, that suck. Yeah. Such a weird thing. Yeah. My one weakness.
And you dissolve.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
It's like, no, it's like a cartoon character.
It is, yeah.
Like from a comic book, salt. Oh, man.
We got the Rivian.
You did? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Congratulations. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
The SUV?
No, I love the SUV.
What'd you get, the truck?
We got the truck.
Okay.
Because I think it makes more sense for us. Because I don't want shit in my vehicle anymore. Right. I want it to be in the truck. Right. So we did that. Tyler's so jazzed on it.
Oh my God,
he's,
I bet,
fucking over the moon. Have you, okay.
Have I driven
this
it?
This is something. Have you driven it?
Of course I have driven it.
Why the fuck has no one on this planet said anything about the electric cars? You have to completely learn how to drive again.
Oh yeah, that's, I
did never you knew that. No.
No, I thought you had to do that with your car.
No.
Because it's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid, but no.
Bro, you step on the gas of a Rivian, it's
fucking out of here. You're out of here.
It's terrifying. Yeah, I know.
But my biggest thing, it's not the gas, the going part.
It stops.
It's the stopping. Yeah. You take your foot off the gas a little bit and it's like, ka-ka!
I know.
I almost killed us so many times just on the way to the grocery store.
That's so funny.
He's like, it's like driving a golf cart. I'm like, bitch, I've never fucking driven a golf cart.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I'm like, I don't know how to. It was really hard for me.
Yeah, it's
really, really hard. And I think I'm going to get a sticker. You know, one of those like that I can just stick on and take off that says like new driver.
Yeah.
Because like, or like makes abrupt stops. Because if I take my fucking foot off the gas. Yeah. I'm fucking, someone's going to rear end my ass.
Well, I was nervous.
I heard Teslas are like this too.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is no one saying, by the way, you need to learn how to drive again if you're going to drive a fucking hybrid car?
I was never heard that. The first time I was going to take it, Ryan was like, you know how to drive an electric car? And I was like, what? And he was like, do you know how to drive it? And I'm like, I don't know what's there to know. And he was like, it's different. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, it is different.
I mean, also because like, I used to drive a manual car, which is the opposite.
Yeah.
Of, like, you take your foot off and you still go. Like, you just.
Coasting is like the fucking 90% of driving.
Even when you're like static in a manual car, you just go. Yeah. Like it's like, that's just what happens.
Yeah.
But this is like just straight the opposite. And I remember this happened the other day. I always forget because like I drive my car and then I drive Ryan's car. Like, he is so obsessive about like how clean his fucking car is. And
that's
I got
good.
This salad because it's a fucking Rivian. And he's like, I want it to be pristine. So I got this salad. I had it in like the middle console. And I was like, okay, just like, I'm going to like pick up the salad. I was so hungry. I was like, as long as I don't make a mess.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I just don't like. And so I'm in traffic and I'm driving and I'm like,
and I take my foot off and it flies. Oh. All it was like so comical. It went everywhere. I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Shit. It was, but yeah, they fucking like, and then they go, I was scared because I thought like that's how it was going to be when I was on the highway.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean,
oh, it's beautiful if you're just driving that's forward. Totally,
when you're going,
if you're going
like 60,
forward, you're like, oh, it's fine. This is great.
It slowly releases, and you're like, oh, I'm braking like I should normally be braking without having to brake. Oh. No, no. But when you're like, you know, going like,
I felt like I was driving a stick. I said that to a couple of people. I was like, because I'm like,
it's scary.
Like,
and then you're like, add on the fact that the car is like a fucking house.
Yeah,
it's so expensive. You're like,
so big too. Like, I like that you're above shit now. I had to drive Tyler's car the other day, and I was like, dude, you're on the ground. Like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
like he couldn't even see around this bush to get out of our driveway, and I was like, is this why you drive so bad? Because you can't see anything.
Wait,
and now he's in the Rivian, and now I almost think we're so high that he, you know, when you're in a vehicle that's so high, the lane almost looks like you're bigger than it. Like you're driving and you feel like the lane's too small
you. Yeah.
And like that kind of freaks me out a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, we're so big.
Did you, you can adjust the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that.
Suspension. Yeah.
Also, like the fact that we got, Tyler got such an amazing deal. He swindled the fuck out of them.
That's great. Like,
and his friend is getting the exact same one and he's paying almost double the amount.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because Tyler
was like, I have points.
He was like, he swindled all these deals on top of deals on top of deals.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, thank God. And so now it's less than the car that he had.
That's crazy.
And we don't have to pay for gas.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a win right there.
Yeah. Hopefully it keeps working out that way. But he did hit something with it today. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. I told you on the drive up. there was all this debris in the freeway. And one of the things he hit was a golf cart windshield, the plastic big ass windshield. He said that he had to take it full frontal. And then it went underneath it. He was like, God damn LA. Oh like, of course, God. I just get this brand new car.
Is that what
I'm
you want?
I'm driving up here. There's a painting in the road, a bucket, a tarp, and metal poles, apparently.
Yeah, that's not what you want. Speaking of, that's what happened with Brian. Like, the first week he got it, he valeted it in Mexico. And he asked them
if he said
do you know how to drive it? And they were like, yeah, of course. They did not know how to drive it. And they crashed it. And those
I mean, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
That they didn't know how to drive it because I didn't know how to drive. Okay.
No one does.
Cool.
Yeah. I wonder if that's how Priuses are.
I heard that it is because I asked someone else. Or I asked my hair lady and she was like, yeah, my dad's like that. And it's like that. I think it's a little less intense.
Yeah.
The Teslas are a little less intense than the Rivians, but yeah.
It's too fast. And then it goes so fast.
Oh. Okay. Tyler brought this up to me the other day. This can be our last thing and we can change pods if you want.
Okay.
So with the Rivian, you know how everyone's like, he was like, they should really make an ad for the Rivians that are like, oh, you're driving a hybrid. Like, you know, it makes you less of a man. And then pull up the Rivian and be like, actually. And then like he gets a beard and like his pants get like tighter because like all of a sudden he has like he could like bust out the speaker and he like has.
Rivian?
Yeah, the Rivian because the Rivian is like you can like fill up your girl's tires. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're in
the truck bed.
Like,
I forgot about that thing. In the fucking
he's like, dude, I've become so much more of a man now. Like, Tyler's so dick hard about this place. He's like, and then in the hidest spot, you know, it could just be like a girl in a bikini, you know, God. And like, I'm like, okay, babe.
The one thing
you could put beer in the front, you know, because it's also a cooler.
That's like, so fucking funny.
Help your friends move
when you get a Rivian. Don't worry, babe. Yeah, I totally forget. We never use any of those features. I will say the one feature I was super stoked on was that it came with an umbrella.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
And I was like, oh, I never have an umbrella. I can't believe it. It came with an umbrella. He was like, do you know how much money I spent for this fucking car? It better come with an umbrella. I was like, wow. Yeah, it's got like,
Tyler's
you know,
already using the shit.
Air pumps.
He did my tires the other day.
So funny.
Yeah.
I totally forgot it has all that stuff.
Oh, it has so much shit.
It's got cool storage.
I was like, dude, this is a fucking bug out video. Too bad that it's electric. Yeah. Like, it has so much shit that you can do with it for like if you had to bug out.
But it's electric. Yeah.
Well,
unless
get a generator.
Like throw that in the back, I guess.
The next iteration, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just get a generator. Well, shit. Okay. I feel like we've covered enough ground here. Okay, guys. Well, we love you. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.